Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome as we prepare for Shabbos, Parsh Peldei. And today, being Rosh Chodesh Kislev, we're preparing, of course, for the month of Kislev as well. Let me begin with a beautiful thought from Rav Zevin regarding Rosh Chodesh. The question is the following. Rosh Chodesh is the first day of the month. In other words, we say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu set us up with a system of months, we take the 29 or 30 days of the month, and we say the first of that set of days is the most significant one. When it comes to the week, though, we say the reverse. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a week of 7 days, and we say the last day is the most significant one. Why is it that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, we say the first day is the most significant, and when it comes to the Shavuot, to the week, we say that the last day is the most important. In the year, Rosh Hashanah, too, is the first day, not the last. When do we say the first is best, and when do we say last is best? So, Reb Zevin, in his paper on Chumash, Erev Mayadim, Parshas Tazria, I believe, says the following beautiful yisoid, and it comes along with the Mustafa. His yisoid is the following. When you have a number of equal things, first is the most important, most significant. For example, a farmer harvests his crop. The first of the crop that he harvests is the most important to him. We call that Bikurim. Bikurim is the dearest part of the produce which is first. When you have a number of things that are equal, the first is most significant. Someone has a number of children. The oldest, the first is the Bechar. A number of equal items, first is considered the most significant. However, when you have a number of items, and the last is the tachlis, the purpose, the reason for the existence of those first things, then the last is most important. If someone's putting up a building, the last brick is the most significant, because at that point the building is finished, complete. It's the tachlis of all the other bricks. So that, it depends. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, you have a number of equal days. The first is the most significant. The week is different. Shabbos is the tachlis of the Bria. It's the purpose of Bria. The purpose of the entire creation is to come to a Yom Shekulei Shabbos. And on a simpler level, to come to a Shabbos every week. This Shabbos is the tachlis of the week. The whole week works towards the Shabbos. Therefore, the last day is the most important. But this is the rule. A bunch of equal things, first is more important. If a series of items comes to its purpose, this conclusion with the final item, then that final item is the most significant. With this, we can explain the apparent contradiction between two reasons for creation. At the time of creation, Adam was created last. Man is the last of the creation of the 6 days, the Shisha Yemei HaMaisa. Why is man last? We find two reasons in the Mishnah Sanhedrin. One reason is, if man will become Hori, will be about Gaiva, we can tell him, Atimu Yitush Kadamach, even the flea is before you. So that man is last, because last is worse. Last is less significant. And there's another reason given. It says, that man was created last, a marshal, to somebody who prepares a banquet and invites his guests. First you prepare the banquet and then invite the guests. So too, God created the world and then brought man into the world. Now those reasons are opposites. One is a negative reason for man being last. And one is a positive reason. The positive reason that man is the purpose of creation. But verse 7, it depends on the person. If you make yourself just another piece of creation. You're not special in any way. You're just another creation. Well, when you have a series of items that are equal, then the last is the least significant. Then, first is best, last is worst. However, if you have a person who, for whom my separation is the tachlis, you have a tzaddik, a talmud chacham, the whole world is created because of him. He's the tachlis, the purpose of creation. And his being last is the most special. Beautiful Hesper, beautiful Chum. Let's move on to Parshas Peldei. everyone asks, how is it that Yitzchak was fooled by Esav? Yitzchak didn't understand that Esav was a Rasha. Great tzaddikim, even in generations close to us, were able to look at someone and understand that he's a tzaddik or a Rasha. They had a sense of whether a person is a tzaddik or a Rasha. Couldn't Yitzchak Avinu have that sense as well? The Palm used to share two terutzim to this question, two totally different terutzim. One terutz Rapam said is that this was part of the Eitzka Amuka, the deep Eitzka of the Brachas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the Brachas come in this manner, the Derech Ramos, which is the test of Yaakov, the Ishemes, if you would do Ramos when he had to. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this entire story to unfold, HaKadosh Baruch Hu deliberately hid it from Yitzchak. It's similar to something I once heard B'Shem Rav Chaim Knievsky. Someone asked him, how could it be the brothers didn't recognize Yosef? So Yosef had a beard. Somebody should recognize his brother. To which Rav Chaim Knievsky replied, if God doesn't want you to recognize, then you don't recognize. The same thing here. But Rapam, if the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wanted to hide it from Yitzchak, it was hidden from Yitzchak. Rapam wrote a raya. Because as soon as Yaakov spills the brachas, the next time Esav walks in, Yitzchak realizes he's a Rasha. V'yechrat charada gedayla. As soon as Yitzchak walked in, as soon as Esav walked in, Yitzchak trembled, says Rashi. He saw Gehenim walking in with him. That means that as soon as the purpose was accomplished, the purpose of it being hidden from Yitzchak was so that Yaakov should get the brachas in this manner, as soon as that was accomplished, then Yitzchak saw the real life. Until then, it was deliberately hidden from him. There's another teretz that Rafaim used to say. As a matter of fact, he told us that this is something he said at Chanukah Sabayis of Yeshiva Neir Yisrael. The new campus of Neir Yisrael was inaugurated, I think it was in the early 60s. Rafaim was invited to speak. And he said, why was it that Yitzchak did not recognize the faults of Esav? It was not because of a chesaron in Yitzchak, it was because of a greatness. So, Yitzchak was one who expelled in Hakaras HaTayiv. He being marketed to someone who did good to him. And here, Yitzchak keeps dying with him. He brought him food all the time. Yitzchak was so ingrained with such an Adam Gadol, the meaning of Hakaras HaTayiv, of being thankful to Esav, that it blinded him to the fact that Esav was a Rasha. So these are two midas to understand in the fact that Yitzchak did not recognize Esav's greatness. Our third part for the day, a really beautiful part, comes from a sefer named Even Pina. I saw the sefer only once. I was in Ben Gurion Airport flying back to the United States. People who fly first class go into an admiral's lounge of some sort. And there are no sparring there, but if they're paying for first class, I guess they have to get something for their money. So they go there and get a free start. For the rest of us, when you go fly back to the United States, while you're waiting for your flight, you can go to the base medrash. There's a small base medrash in the Green Airport. In a room next door, no free soda, there is coffee there, which is available. More importantly, there's sparring there. And although the selection is rather a small selection, there was a sefer named Even Pina. And the Hagdama, I saw a beautiful vart to explain Kosavai, to explain the Pashas for learning and what Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov put into Klal Yisrael. And I'd like to share that vart, or at least part of it, with you in these few minutes. The next time you're flying from Eretz Yisrael back to the States, stop in and see the whole piece. It's the Hagdama to a sefer, Shalos Tshuvos Even Pina. His side there is based on the Ruach Chaim of Chaim Volozhinov in Maimer Hei Perek Gimel. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Asar Nisyainas Nisnas Avraham Avinu Vamed Bekulam. That Avraham Avinu had 10 Nisyainas and he succeeded in all. It calls our ancestor Avraham Avinu, our father. Chaim Volozhinov asks, why does it call him Avinu? In the previous Mishnah, said Asara Daris Menachad Avram. He called Avram by his name without the title Avinu. our ancestors. Why here in Asperger, this guy knows it says Avraham Avinu. Now, Chaim Elarshan, the answer with the aside that Avraham Avinu, with the 10 Nisgainais, caused certain Midas to become the character of the Jewish people. When Avraham Avinu expelled, for example, in the Akedah, in the Spiras Nefesh, that was passed on as a trait of the Jewish people. The Jewish people have an incredible Spiras Nefesh, an incredible Midah of giving a life rather than bowing to Avodah Zarah. And so too with all of the Midas of Avraham Avinu, Rachmanim, Beishanim, Goyimei Chasadim, all the Midas of Klal Yisrael come from our others, as it says in Mishlei Perek Chav, Mistalech Betumai Tzadik, a Tzadik goes in his right path, Ashrei Bonav Achav, praised are his children who follow him, so that it becomes the Teva of the Jewish people. The Gemara Kitnun Zayin tells the story of Isha V'Shiva V'Deha, a woman whose 7 children were killed rather than bow to an Avodah Zarah. And it says that she said, this mother said, Bonai, my children, l'chu, v'imru l'Avram avichem, go up to heaven and tell Avram, atoi kadeta mizbeach echad, you offered 1 child, v'ani okadeti shiva mizbechais, now I offered 7. Pashup shad. This woman was bitter, she was sad, she was depressed. She said to Avraham Avinu as if I'm greater than you. But the depth of it is different. She said to Avraham Avinu, on the contrary, that incredible kayach you had to offer Yitzchak on a Mizbeach, that mysterious nefesh, that has come down to me. I have used that midah. When we talk about Zchus, the merit of our ancestors, the word Zchus should be understood as a language of Zikuch, purifying. Zchus Avos are the purification, the midas our others gave us. Zchus Avos is not something that we just pay lip service to. We have a zchus, Hashem help us in the zchus of our father, our grandfather, of our ancestors. No. It has to be that the midas is Zikuch Avos, the purification of the character, which Avos put into us. It has to be that we use that purification, that midah, and then we have zchus avos. To the degree that we emulate the others, we have zchus avos. Yisgar ahavosam v'yichaya zaram shleitevet she'eris she'yakrit. We have to remember the avos avos, the midahs our avos had in avos Hashem. In that way, we'll have a zchus. That's his idea of zchus avos, what we learn about Avraham Yisrael and Yaakov, using it. I once saw in the Divrei Yoel, I don't remember which parasha, but the Satmar Rebbe was in Eretz Yisrael and was speaking to a Spasidim before they left to the Beis HaKfaris and Tzfas, to the Beis Olam and Tzfas, to daven at Kibre Tzadik. And there the Satmar Rebbe explained what it means to daven on the Kibre of a Tzadik. Today, people look at it as a skula. You daven on the Kibre of a Tzadik. Maybe they're right. But in the depth of it, the Satmar Rebbe said, you go to the Kibre of a Tzadik whose midos you emulate, whose forum you learn from, to whom your neshama is collected, to the degree that the zikuch ha'avos, that the avoida of the others, is something that's connected to you, you have zchus avos. If you're totally detached, you don't have zchus avos. Go to the Tzadik whose faith you learn. When I go to Harmonuchis, I daven very much ever. Around me are quorum of other great people, the Dalz Rebbe is very nearby. Other Rebbes are very nearby. Other Rosh Hashivas are very nearby. And my davening very much is kever, because I hold he's the greatest of all of them. I can't measure Gedalia. But I feel I have a connection. I learn his forum. I learn from his life. I was echad to see him. The zikuch of the others, we are connected. That's where to go. Just to run from kever to kever to kever. It's something. But it's not supposed to be. Zikuch of others. The purification of the others. And in this week's parasha, we learned about the midos of Yaakov Avinu v'Galus, but this week and next week, Yaakov of having to hide from him. In next week's parasha with Laban, it's a midah from which we learn that when we have difficulties with the Umay Sa'ilam, with the nations around us, that we have to stay on course. We have to be focused on the things we have to do. Today, as in Eretz Yisrael, once again, we see the winds of war threatening us. We have to understand that we're kikeves ben hazaivim, to waste breath on criticizing the nations of the world, which will undoubtedly criticize and condemn the Jewish people, is a wasted effort. We have to go with the meat of Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, the midos that he had, the tefillos that he had, and the hanhaga that he had, not to be knocked down by the actions of the Umas Ha'olam, the Esav and Lavan around us. Let me end with a kasha on the parasha. There are two Rashis, two consecutive Rashis, which seem to be at odds one with the other. We find that Rivka tells Yaakov, go get the brachas, take Shnei Gedalia Yizin, take two goats, prepare them and serve them to your father. That's Rashi, why two goats? Echad, the carbon Pesach, Echad Lamatamin. One of them was to bring a carbon Pesach to Yitzchak, how wonderful. It's Pesach night, we're going to bring him carbon Pesach. The next Rashi says, why goats? Tam Gedi Ketam Tzvi. Says that prepared goat flesh, similar to prepared deer flesh, and bring it to him, he'll think it's Tzvi. He'll think it's the beak of a deer. The Baynish one, I don't understand. I thought he's bringing a carbon Pesach to Yitzchak. Yitzchak thinks it's a deer? In that case, Yitzchak doesn't know he's eating a carbon Pesach. You can't eat a kind of mitzvah carbon Pesach without knowing you're eating it. And on the contrary, Yitzchak Avinu, I'm sure, brought his own carbon Pesach. So what is going on? I don't know. With that, I wish you all a good Shabbos, a good Chodesh coming ahead. Be well.